Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Volvo. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Friday to you, Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, and Bill Bush on Early Break. Lots to get to today. I told Bill before he got in the show today, I asked him a question. I was wondering if a particular band was polarizing. Bill gave me his answer. I'm curious about your answer here in Idle Chit Chat off the bat. Alan Parsons Project, polarizing, good or bad? Heard on the radio this morning. I wonder where the break was.
I was very stern and firm.
You were. Yes. In one particular okay. answer.
Yes, I had an answer.
The Alan Parsons Project.
I heard on the radio this morning the way in. I thought this is a polarizing group, I bet.
Non-polarizing.
As in you like them or not?
Don't like them, okay, but they don't polarize
me. You both don't like them.
Yeah. Man. I don't know if it's both. I just said.
I don't like them.
Have zero interest in that. I said if they were getting coffee up here, I would not go up. I wouldn't go up and say, hey, are you guys the Alan Parsons Project? I'd be like,
nor would I.
I would stay right here and just kind of go, hope things work out for you.
Have a great tour.
Yeah.
There is a band that is polarizing to me.
Okay.
I'd be interested in both of your, I think you'll both have a reaction. This band is abhorrent.
Okay,
like I have so seen you, no you're, redeeming
you're giving
value.
Give me your take here, then.
Zero redeeming value. Jethro Tull.
No.
None. Zero.
God, yeah. That flute freaks me out. It's creepy.
Yeah.
We're going to play creepy flute during our...
Yeah.
No.
I think it was one of those names where it's kind of like you were... People thought you were cool if you were listening to Jethro Tull. I think that's it.
I think I played one of their songs ever on the show.
Okay. That could be.
Do they play You Got Another Thing Coming?
No.
Who's that one?
No,
is that Judas Priest?
Judas Priest.
Okay. And they're okay. Judas Priest is fine.
Judas Priest. Okay, yeah. They have some songs.
I don't know if I know a Jethro Tull. I've heard the group, of course. I don't think I know a song by them. So I'm not sure they're polarizing. We just don't like them.
They play a weird flute. That's the key.
Is it a pan flute like Zamfir played?
Bill likes the pan flute.
I love the pan
Let's
flute.
Let's do this. This is idle chit-chat. Talk about something.
I don't think I know a Jethro Tull song.
About to. Yeah. You'll know why I tell
Zamfir
you
was the one that played the pan flute.
In what?
Just daily.
What do you mean? In what show?
It wasn't in what show. They would be advertised. That was one of those. Remember when they used to advertise? Jake.
They used to advertise
albums to buy.
Okay.
And one of them was Zamfir, Master of the Pan Flute. And the other one would just be what was the name of the group? They would announce them that you could buy them, but they were as a cover band doing the popular songs. And that was classic. You could get those.
Okay. Okay. Jethro Tull,
give
the
me song
some songs. You would know is Aqualung.
I don't think I know it.
You know that one?
Oh, I'd have to hear it, but yes, I would know.
The name
it.
Itself does not ring a bell in my head.
That's it. That's the only That's one. It? I did hear the reason I'm even doing this, and we're done after this.
Yeah.
We're not going to focus on Jets. This is not productive radio. This is a sports show. Cross-Eyed Mary, I heard the other day.
Never
I was
heard
just
it.
Like, what? Why is this on the radio at all? Why
no,
was
I don't think it's polarizing. I think people just don't like him.
No, you're right. You're right. It's probably not polarizing.
Define polarizing.
Well,
to
that's
me.
The thing.
Polarizing is that some people love them, some people hate them. It's very much so.
We're gonna
middle.
Do this then. We're not gonna do that.
That's why I put Alan Parsons Project. I don't think people are so adamently against it like you guys are.
The true meaning of polarizing is what we need to do. Right
I think that I nailed
is this
it.
Chat GPT.
No, this is just Google.
I feel like I nailed the
Google.
Polarizing
dictionary. It's Oxford. Okay. This is the Oxford. This doesn't do much for me. Cause something to acquire polarity.
That cleared it up for
that
me.
That makes it a little more...
Thank you.
Oh, here we go. No, here it is.
This is better. Okay, this is...
Divide or cause to divide into two sharply contracting groups or sets of opinions.
That's what I just said.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Easy over there, maturity.
You either love them or you hate them. That's what polarizing is. There's no middle ground. You don't really have a...
There you go. So I'm going back to Jethro Tull.
Like you don't have a. They're okay.
Yeah, I'm going back to Jethro Tull is polarizing.
So everything in my day generally is polarizing. There's hardly anything that does it that I don't love or hate.
Let me find something.
There's very few things that I'm very neutral on. I'm just like, don't like it.
Swim.
Like it. What's that?
Swim is polarizing. Swim is polarizing. Some days you love him, some days you hate him.
No, I'm sorry. And that was not.
Well,
right.
You guys wanted to hit him the other day.
Punch him in the face.
Punch him in the face.
Bill said, can I get in on that?
I was just trying to fit in. I was just trying to fit in with the group.
You fit in very well, Bill.
you both guys wanted to punch Swim.
In the face, yeah.
Yeah.
He's fine now, but at the moment I wanted to punch him in the face.
Yeah, he's fine now.
No one punched anybody to our knowledge,
no.
Right?
No.
You know, Connor can feel good this morning because I messed up the coffee. It was, Bill said there's a lot of grounds in the coffee. I get to the machine. It's just overflowing yesterday with grounds. What the hell happened here? It's like there's a massacre in the coffee machine.
Is that the new machine?
It's still the old one. So I cleaned it out. Thought I did a good job. Apparently not. There's grounds everywhere. So I'm apologies to Bill, Sip, Connor, whoever drinks the coffee. There's grounds in it. I didn't try to do that. It's my fault, though. My fault.
It's okay.
Apologies, Bill. Hope it's drinkable still.
We're going to be okay.
Power
I don't mind the ground.
What did Connor do when I brought this up? Connor, what did you do?
He said, it wasn't me this time.
He just shook his head. He goes, it was not me. I did not do this. I was not in charge of the coffee.
I don't mind the grounds.
I that's a weird take. I don't think you want to have coffee grounds when you're drinking coffee. Yeah. That's kind of gross, actually.
Yeah. No.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
We get through it, though.
We'll power through. I don't chit-chat. What are you looking at?
Your top.
It's a jacket.
Mm-hmm. What is nice.
That's
nice.
St. Andrews Golf Course in Scotland.
That's grown up.
I think I made a mistake.
Connor, do you golf? Big golf, like a lot?
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
We have a new friendship here between Jake and Connor.
Oh.
Yeah, we are the world moment.
I made a mistake on this. So when you go to the birthplace of golf, a very, one of the most popular golf courses in the world, one of the most famous, you probably walk away with something for your golf clubs, like a head cover or something.
A towel at least.
I like this jacket, but it doesn't really do the justice of I was at St. Andrews. You can get this online.
Oh.
You probably could. Yeah.
You can probably get a towel online.
Like you could have got, Taylor, smart, brother-in-law, got a nice driver cover from there. That's cool.
Yeah.
You can put,
you went
cool.
with the quarters.
Oh, well, yeah. And I wear this every day.
I like it, though.
The golf head cover is always on your back. So if you're golfing, there's a story you can always tell with that. This is, a couple times a month. And not always
Andrews,
the golf course.
Is that the one with the road hole?
It is.
Okay, that's what I
What's
what
the road hole?
Number 17 is the road hole. Yeah. Tough golf hole.
What is that?
Just a road on the hole, basically.
Yeah, so it's a dogleg right. I walked that hole on the course.
Dogleg right. Where's
and
the road?
If you want to be aggressive, you're a big hitter, you can go over the building. There's a building there. I think it's a hotel,
It's a hotel,
on the right side.
Oh.
But there's also out of bounds. If you don't clear the out of bounds, you're OB. You're in trouble. But also right behind the hole, there's a big wall, and some people get stuck by the wall. You cannot move the ball. You have to keep the ball where it's at. So they have to do some ridiculous shots to get on the green, like hitting off the wall, ricochet on the green.
Where's the road?
The road is, there's a road behind the green, but there's also...
Isn't the road like ran parallel with the fairway? Am I off on that? The road hole?
The hotel is parallel with the fairway. Yeah. But there's a road right behind the hole, but... I don't know. They do call it the road hole, though.
Road hole.
You cannot drive through the course on that road.
Not roll call. Road hole.
Road hole.
Went to lunch yesterday with Derek Affle and
what?
Did you get the invite, Bill?
Zero invite.
I missed that one.
Zero invite.
You were
from
gone.
Derek. I was not gone. It was not. There was no text.
You were gone.
I was in Lincoln, Zip,
Yeah, that's interesting because here's the thing Sean. Is I haven't heard much back from Derek because there was it the Washington game or whatever game it was the 8 p.m. and he offered to see if I wanted to go. And I'm like, 8 p.m., I'm already, I'm checked out by that time. And then the thing is like that, but you wouldn't have went either, but yet you get the lunch invite and I don't. And Jake doesn't. It's very interesting.
Stop. Okay, also, though, he does have Styx tickets would you be interested in?
Grand Illusion? Is it the Grand Illusion tour?
Grand Illusion.
Welcome to the Grand Illusion. Come on in. Oh, yes.
As long as you tell them to not play Mr. Roboto,
remember
we might go.
Mr. Roboto, I would freak out. I will talk about a polarizing song.
It's a bad song.
I freak out.
It's just a bad song.
I freak out.
It made it on the radio. It's amazing.
It made it on the radio.
He does have Sticks tickets, guys.
Grand illusion.
I think he would be happy if we went.
Are you going to go?
Well,
go
I told him
come
I have
sail
a,
away with him.
I do have.
You're
a
not big, going. There's no chance. Just tell him you're not going because you're not going.
I have regrets about Casey and the Sunshine Band.
That was remarkable.
I know. It bothers me.
Boogie Shoes.
And Derek was there.
I seen on TikTok.
I sat
all the
with
time.
Him. Sat right next to him and
you heard about the great concert that Derek, who's invited you to the Sticks concert, was that? Do you think he let you down?
No, I know. I have legit regret about it. Legit. Because I see it on TikTok all the time. The band looks great. And he looks fit. Casey?
He was not fit. He wasn't.
He's starting to look more fit.
Casey, I don't think he was
he's
very
doing,
fit.
This was back in August. It was only five months ago.
But he's doing, like 80, but he was, I mean, the band's new, but Casey, it's still Casey.
Yeah,
and he's handling all the vocals, and he kills it.
So you're saying in the last 5 months he's gotten fit somehow?
Since
Bill saw him in person in mid-August.
Yeah. Pilates? He gets Pilates?
I don't know what it is, but he's clearly lost weight. Yeah. And he
in the last 5 months.
It looks like it, unless I'm just seeing pre-videos.
Well, it might be also maybe over the holidays he just got himself right. So now, he wasn't in bad shape. It wasn't like, hey, I think there's a chance that Casey's going to fall over here. No, it wasn't that at all.
Well, I know he got big. He jokes about it. We can talk about it because he jokes. He tells jokes. Did he tell jokes about it in Lincoln?
I don't remember it at all, but he just had the whole audience. It was captivated. It was pretty
He's
amazing.
Great.
Yeah.
They're great. I love watching those videos. They're
can you imagine
being extraordinary.
In the original Sunshine Band?
Oh.
Imagine that.
In that time?
In
that
time? In the 70s? So what do you do? Well, we're with Casey. What do you do with them? Well, I'm in the Sunshine Band. I'm in the band. What band? Sunshine Band. And I mean,
how fun would that have been?
Yeah.
Seriously. Well, you saw it. You know how fun it is. You actually saw it. That's why I do. I feel a lot of regret. And you guys were.
But Casey had, I mean, there was like 10 songs I knew.
Yeah.
Sticks is like two.
No. Come on.
Two or three, I think.
We gotta do this.
Yeah, there's just
here
a couple.
No, that's
Sticks,
not.
Sticks is what? Is it they have Come Sail Away? They have Lady or they have Babe?
Lady.
One,
Lady's
Lady
incredible.
Lady and Babe.
And that's babe. Three.
Babe, I love you.
Grand Illusions, four.
Can we play?
Mr. Roboto does count. It's a bad song, but it is popular. It's five.
Oh,
we don't
no,
like,
there's more
We
than
don't
that.
Like that song, but it is popular
let's see
for some
can
reason.
Renegade.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Big one. Big
got
Blue Collar Man.
That's seven. And that's seven now.
Now.
I'm starting to push back on myself.
Yeah, now. Too much time on my hands.
That's eight.
Too much time on my hands.
That's eight.
Yeah.
It's not a great song, but
no,
but
it's
the best of times.
I don't know
these
that one.
These are the best of times. It is.
I don't know that one.
You'll know it if you hear
I'm
it.
Still at eight.
It's not bad, though, if you
That's
get
Grand
eight.
Illusion.
Eight's pretty that was in the eight.
Welcome to the Grand Illusion.
Good job. You got that one.
I think they're at eight.
Eight's not. That's
probably which,
about
is,
right.
Which is great. That's a great amount of hits.
Yeah.
Well done, Sticks.
Where's that going to be at?
I don't know that one.
It's PBA, I'm pretty sure.
So the
what?
Best...
Hold it. Sticks is coming to PBA?
I think so, yeah.
That would be remarkable to me.
I don't think they're Pinewood. They might be Pinewood Bowl, but it's one of those two. I think it's PBA,
I thought
they'd
be like right over here. Like
No, Sticks is big time still.
Like 500 people.
Sticks will still be at one of those venues and do well.
The best song is Come Sail Away.
That's the 1977. Most popular song, for sure.
Yeah, 1977. Sticks to
it. Would
fun.
You say Sticks is very much... Like Supertramp, you hear one or two notes and you just know who it is.
I kind of. Sticks Tour. Yeah,
I think I think it's PBA. It's definitely not the Burbs.
It's Pinewood Bowl.
A Pinewood Bowl. Okay,
still Pinewood Bowl Theater on May
24th. Still a good sized venue. That's where Casey and the Sunshine Band was at.
I would go see Sticks 100% at Pinewood.
Does this sound right to you? May 24th.
Yes.
Yeah, but that didn't come up because we were not at lunch with Derek.
Yep, it's true.
Me and
we couldn't confirm the
invite. Listening right now.
Yeah, we were not at lunch with him.
I'm sure Derek is listening right now.
You can ask him. Where's the invite at, Derek? We were in Lincoln.
Well,
I was around.
He cut a
went to Canyon Joe's.
That's good. Barbecue. Good choice.
He cut an incredible deal with Duke he's going to cremate Duke for free. That was pretty nice.
How does he get that?
Well, Duke, that's a pretty good deal.
Well, Duke went with him to the con, and then he also went to Lee's Chicken with us. So Duke was we're there for everything.
Yep.
So with that, Derek goes, I appreciate you. I'll cremate you for free.
Haas once had the idea that we would start a business and it would be cremation.
Cremation only?
We would do cremation. Yeah we'd offer crematory services. And we went pretty, I was pretty excited about it for about a week.
Is that what Haas is doing down by Rulo?
No.
Okay.
He's retired.
Is he?
Yeah.
Got, we got a text from Derek.
Our friend Derek.
He says, yes. Sticks is at Pinewood Bowl. He says, Sip was also going to buy, but forgot his wallet yesterday.
Oh, that's a classic. Hold it. Did you do the pat down? Did you do that?
It's got to be your subway.
Connor, yeah. Derek's joking.
Connor doesn't know.
It's usually here. Back pocket.
Derek wanted to pay. It was good. That's good. Yeah. There was two guys.
Was there brisket? Do you have any brisket?
Yeah, I think. Yeah, I had brisket.
Kane and Joe's is very good.
Did you get like a platter of different meats?
I just had one meat.
Just brisket.
Yeah, I just went one meat for lunch.
Gotcha.
The macaroni's really good.
Oh, I bet it is.
Like it's got some kick. I mean, it's really good. It was good. Two Douglas County sheriffs in there freaked me out. Sean was like, is there any warrants you have in Douglas County? Are they here to serve you? Yeah. I was kind of freaked out by that. What are they doing in Lincoln at Canyon Joe's over the noon hour?
At about 18th and N. That's where Canyon Joe's is at. 18th and N.
Yes. You can park on the side streets.
And Sean was with you also?
There's plenty of parking on the side streets. Sean was there, yes. Those two like to talk sports.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mostly listen.
And eat.
Yeah, because they have both of them a lot of...
Did we go over in detail anything about Sean's Orange Theory workout plan?
No, Derek's the one who had the very good line about workouts at our age, which is you're just playing for the tie at this point.
Yeah.
you're not going to make a lot of gains and stuff. You're just playing.
Or maybe you do it to bump people off the tricep machine. Maybe that's what you do.
We did see the scene of the crime. Bill sent us a text and a picture.
I didn't picture it that way.
Now I can see how big Genesis is.
It's big. It's a big gym.
Okay, so we just saw a small
part.
Oh, yeah, that's just that one little section. Okay. Yes. It's a big gym.
I put myself in the scene. I could see it, Bill. Thank you for the picture.
I love your workout. I'll address that later.
He says the scene of the crime right here. Yes, so where was that?
Yeah. I don't have any other idle chit-chat.
I don't either.
I didn't turn on the TV last night.
I did get stopped by a gentleman that did say something to me about, is that where it happened, right over there, where you get pulled off the tricep machine?
Right did there. He know by chance who the person was? That
did not
you
know.
Off, Bill?
Did not know.
Okay.
All right. A person could be a breaker.
Could be, and I hope they know who they are.
Yeah, and think otherwise next time.
Yeah, don't do that, Bill. Just trying to get fitness in, man. We're all in this together.
I bet you Connor has fitness stories too. I went to fitness last night. I didn't have any strange things happen. It was pretty relaxed and normal.
Yeah, I had a chill day.
Did you have a chill?
I did see. I will wait a second in the roll call. I'll give you some scoop there in a second. But otherwise, it's a pretty chill day.
Chill?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Other than that, that was about it for me, too.
Well, that's Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends at 738 Ag.
Joey!
They don't guess. They game plan using soil tests,
they plan.
Yield maps, and field data. They help farmers call the right shots for their ground. Learn more today at 738ag.com.
Joey carries one of those laminated sheets like you'll see the play callers on, like, on football have the big play sheet like
he
that.
Does.
He has it laminated.
Does he put it up by his mouth?
But by his mouth when he talks to everybody. He covers his mouth up when he talks to everybody in the office. He likes that. And he does it every day. He has a laminated game plan for every single day. So it's kind of like, what are you doing today? Well, you know, we got some things. I'll kind of make an adjustment on the run. No, that's not how it works. You don't build a dynasty by just doing things kind of, you know, at a whim.
He's a leader.
That's why he has a laminator. That's the key to being a leader.
Is he really a leader?
Yes.
Does he have that?
He has that skill set.
Like you do, like in front of the special teams room.
How to own the room.
Yeah.
Yeah, Joey owns everything. Yes, exactly right.
That is not easy to do every day. It's every day.
Yeah, when you have to get up in front of the room every day, there's a lot going on.
Every day.
I don't doubt that.
100 some people.
And he's probably not taking a lot of days off on weekends.
Joey takes off one weekend a month.
For family considerations.
Yes. That's it. One weekend a month.
Busy bad.
Yep.
So what's today? I mean, he's out in the field.
What's that? You know what? I haven't checked. He's just getting
probably
done.
Is.
Right now, he's just getting done laminating. And so I'm not sure.
He doesn't have somebody laminate for him.
No, he laminates
it
himself.
Joey. He does things by himself.
Yeah, he's laminates it himself.
Self-made man. Okay.
Can you laminate?
I have laminated before, but I was more like, okay, show me again. Okay, I got it, and then be able to do it.
That doesn't sound easy.
For the most part, I do ask for assistance with the laminator. It's a big deal.
That could go wrong. Help. That could go horribly wrong.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. I've not tried it. I'd like to get some intel on that, learn.
Okay.
Question for you. What else do we do on Fridays after Idle Chit Chat?
The call.
Roll call. Text us right now your name, your age, where you're listening from, and what fourth item today from the Breakers, Bill?
With
what is it? Name, age?
Where they're listening from.
Oh, okay.
And then with opening ceremonies coming up, I want to know your favorite winter Olympic sport.
Are the opening ceremonies coming up?
Yeah, pretty soon.
I
think it might even be like on Sunday.
Oh, maybe. You're kidding
me. I think it's this weekend.
It's coming up.
Well,
Olympics, which is my favorite Olympics.
I freak out sports.
So mine's so clear. It's speed skating. Okay. Apollo Ohno, Eric Heiden. Oh, I love speed skating.
God, those guys.
Oh, they're almost horizontal sometimes. Yeah. When they come around that, they come around that, and it is something.
Power.
Oh, do it again, Sip. Do it again.
Yeah. There it is. Yeah.
Speed to power.
Yeah, speed to power right there. God. It's incredible.
What's your answer?
God. I like the bobsled. Freaks me
out. The luge. Right? Is that the same? Is that different?
No, the luge is a single.
Okay.
Isn't it?
All right. I'm going luge.
Okay.
Luge.
Yeah.
Bobsled is the team. Luge is.
Yes.
Okay.
But the bobsled's got the bobsled, if I'm correct, right? It's the two man and the four man.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And then every single team comes within 1/100th of a second.
Yep.
So what'd you get? You're off 1/100th.
Damn.
If you're off like that, and then you get like sixth.
Oh, well, God.
How far did you lose from? We're off 1/100th of a second.
No, and here's I'll amend it too. The skiing, like when they're doing the.
The downhill?
Yes.
That's Franz Klammer? Yes. We talking Franz Klammer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, or who was the gal that dated Tiger?
She's still in it.
That'd be Lindsey Vonn.
Lindsey Vonn.
She's back in.
Not Vonzie Vonn. Lindsey Vonn.
Vonzie Vonn.
He called her Vonzie.
Lindsey
Vonn. Not Vonzie.
Got it.
It's not Vonzie.
Hey.
Got it.
Hey. Every time you see her, hey, Lindsey.
Vonzie Vonn.
Anyway, that's what I like, the downhill jump. The jump.
Okay, I go with luge.
Okay. Wow, Bill, good sport.
Sports.
Okay, yeah. The number to text is 402-464-5685. They're flowing in. Here we go. Justin Hickman, age 37, curling.
Curling, like it.
Really?
Just adult shuffleboard.
It is.
Yes, 100%. Adult shuffleboard.
It's kind of tedious
we
to
could
watch.
Be Olympic.
I
want to
be a sweeper. I want to be a sweeper.
That's tedious.
It is. Kent and Lincoln, age 62, bobsled. Vincent Napa, Buddy Knuckles, he says, downhill skiing.
Hi, Vince.
Vince, good to hear from you. Delivering water, door to door.
Vince.
Thank you.
Thanks
hydration.
For listening, Vince.
Gary in Lexington, Kentucky. Curling, age 47 for him. We've got Tony going for more.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Morning run in Villa Villencio, Colombia, curling.
It's in Colombia.
It's in Colombia still.
What? Really?
Villavicencio. Will in Fullerton, age 42, the biathlon, his favorite winter sport.
That's where they ski and shoot. So
It is a very odd combination.
Do cross-country skiing with a rifle on their back. Now, that's a great... That's incredible.
This stuff?
Who made that?
What are we going to do? We're going to cross-country ski, and then we're going to have a rifle, and you have to... It's awesome.
And that's Will, right?
That's Will in Fullerton.
Yeah, Will.
That's Will.
I would like to know who made that sport even exist. Like, where'd that come from?
Yes.
Who thought that up and why? It is hilarious. I think it's funny to watch more than fun. It's funny.
I don't think it's meant to be funny.
I can't take it seriously. Like, this is such a strange concept. But they're great athletes. Next up, Robert, Oklahoma, bobsled. Rod and Lincoln, hockey.
Pete, hockey's good.
Pete in Chattanooga. Now, why would Pete be listening to the show?
Oh, he's in Chattanooga.
He's age 74. He likes curling for the Olympics.
Curling.
Tim in Dallas is age 50, snowboarding half pipe. That is fun to watch.
That is cool to see the half pipe.
Oh, God, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, they get some air time.
Yes.
Do a bunch of flips in the air.
Oh, God. Yeah. Good job.
Kyle in Boston, bobsled. Eric and Hickman, mogul skiing, age 58.
Oh, man, sweet. You better. It's like a shock absorber. Yeah, that is something to see.
Mogul skiing. Like, there's bumps in the bumps in the snow.
Lou in Orlando, age 80. I think he's our oldest texter every day. Ice hockey.
Okay. Ice hockey.
You think he's our oldest? Anybody older than Lou?
Yeah, Lou is consistently the oldest.
Is there any new listeners? Anybody new chiming in for the first time?
Let us know, YouTube or the text.
Love to hear that.
Chet in Nebraska City, age 33. The luge is his answer.
Okay.
Jesse in Milford, 41 years old, bobsledding.
Mm-hmm.
Jay in Colorado, snowboard halfpipe.
Okay.
Guilt nerd, Guilt nerd, age 40, speed skating with Bill on that one.
This is a great one.
How about when you watch
the Winter Games begin Sunday.
When you watch the bobsled on TV, they just have a camera in four spots, and all you see is, boom! That's all. That's it. Boom! And that's all you see. And then, boom!
You see the start, though.
You see the start.
You see the run up.
And then you see four guys, they're all yelling. Ah!
Just looks terrifying.
And then all you see is, boom! In four different spots, and then it's over, and then you win or lose by 1/100th of a second.
Peyton in Scott's Bluff is running on the treadmill, age 23. Cross-country skiing is Peyton's answer from Scott's
All right, there
Bluff,
you go.
Doing fitness this morning. Northside Dave, this is morbid. He says, age 58, I like the downhill skiing wrecks.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Boy, they take some wicked ones.
They do.
They break legs.
Skis flying all over.
Break every bone in your body doing that stuff. They're going very fast down the hill. Rosebud and Elmwood, morning fellas, the downhill skiing race, okay? Kennedy and Lincoln, downhill skiing. Bearded Ben, bobsled, not even close.
Okay.
Taj in Tucson, the luge is huge.
The luge.
Brett in Lakeville, Minnesota, downhill skiing. Bill and Ben at age 61, ice hockey. Big Bird in Columbus, who you met, Bill, this week.
The ultimate bird.
He's doing fitness at the YMCA in Columbus. Downhill skiing is his answer.
You know what? Honestly, if you see Big Bird, you would think he was an Olympic athlete.
Really?
Yes, that's what you would think, right?
Really?
Now. Yes, you would. If you
How
saw
old
him,
is Big Bird?
I'm going to guess him about 65.
Mid-60s.
Yeah.
So he's still into fitness.
Very much, yes.
The games are in Milan, by the way. Keep going.
Jordan Wilbur is at Hilltop Fitness, working out this morning, age 30, curling, his answer.
What's up with all the fitness?
Yeah, a lot of fitness going on.
People are listening, you know, trying to inspire people.
Is it interesting that no one is... That figure skating is not made in the
picture. I haven't seen it yet.
Not a figure skating.
That's interesting.
Because everybody always, I watch figure skating.
I do too.
I watch it.
I like it.
Pretty cool to watch with it is. It's like, wow.
I like it.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Jason Ceresco, age 42, hockey and curling, favorite ones. Still waiting for figure skating. Yeah. Wet blanket. He says curling, and there's no close second, by the way.
WB, our friend.
He's 50 years old.
Okay, now we have a better beat on WB.
He's westbound on Highway 6 at this exact moment,
Hold
he
it.
Says.
Wet blanket is westbound?
Yes.
WB.
WB 6.
Yeah.
He's westbound on 6. Wonder where he's going.
Yeah, I wonder what he's got going on.
Rick and Susie with the Bulldogs in Center, Nebraska. Say, downhill skiing.
Rick and Susie. You know that is?
That's Bulldogs.
Yes.
No figure skating.
That's the McManigles.
David in Omaha, snowboarding. Jane in Wahoo, hockey. Dustin in Willow River, Minnesota, bobsled for him. Husker Tom in Bettendorf, Iowa, age 69, downhill ski racing and four-man bobsled. a lot of the same answers for the winter events.
Well,
that's the ones people like
need
to watch.
Some figure skating. Tanya Harding.
Ski jumping from Swift and Lincoln. Ski jumping.
Okay. Yeah. I mean,
That was on Wide World of Sports. In the agony of defeat, they'd show the guy crashing, going off of that thing. It was like brutal. When I tell you what, can you imagine being that? We're going to dabble in that. When they, and they're leaned like this off, and it's the classic example of don't get out over your skis.
Right.
That's the classic example. I tell you, when you do that, you're going, okay, we're going to try this. Imagine the first time you're going to try this. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to shoot you down this thing about 80 miles an hour. We're going to rocket you off of this
100
thing.
Yards. You're going to fly a football
field. You're going to fly, and you're going to see how you, and then you got to stick the landing. You cool? You good with this?
You know, it takes a certain kind of person. Yeah. And by the way, that's the one, the jump. That's what I like.
You messed it up, you could just be dead. I mean, you could die in that thing.
I'm sure there's been deaths.
Hope not in the Olympics, but probably in practicing, I'm sure.
All right, just go on.
Aaron, on the way to Seward, ski jumping. Shamia, ski jumping. Now we got a ski jumping run. We're on a ski jumping run. Gavin and Pender, downhill skiing. Aiden and Lincoln, curling. Mankato Cougar, speed skating.
Okay. That's what Bill likes.
Husker Rick in Crevecoeur, Missouri says bobsledding is his favorite. Skeleton from Jay Norfolk.
Okay, is that a new guy?
No, but...
Well, am I wrong on the luge and the skeleton? Is the skeleton the single? Thing? Is that the single?
I don't know.
There's a single.
You just lay flat.
Yeah.
I have photos with me and a young lady from Park City who won the gold.
Laying down.
With a young lady from Park City? Yeah. Really, you had to go.
I'm asking a question.
She just came to the office and brought her gold medal in because I was coaching at Utah.
Yeah.
So I got the full.
What are you looking at?
When I got the full deal, when they shut down, the University of Utah for 2 weeks because the Olympic Village was on campus. Mm. So the security was so we just, Ron McBride just said, enjoy. We had 2 weeks off.
You're kidding
me. Yeah. Like this time of year, we're just off. Enjoy. And I went to Park City. I went to closing ceremonies. In Rice Eccles Stadium, I did everything. It was incredible.
McBride turned you guys loose.
Yeah, he goes, guys, there's no reason because we couldn't even get into our offices. We'd have had to set up, and recruiting just got over, and it wasn't like it is now where it's just like you know, if you didn't talk to him every single minute, you're gonna lose him. It's like no, there's a little bit of downtime there. So no, we literally got 10 days off.
God, you didn't get that very often.
How about this one? John in Fremont, age 63. His favorite event is hockey, but he says my daughter is heading over to attend several of the events as she went to college in Milan.
In Milan. So we're in Italy.
She's going to go watch the Winter Olympics.
We're in Italy. Yes. That's where they're doing them. Yes. Right?
That's pretty cool.
Now, it says they start Feb 6th.
Might be. I thought opening ceremonies might have been like on this Sunday or Monday. It takes a while for them to get going.
I think it might be Monday, Bill. Potentially.
Whatever.
Monday.
I mean, it's coming up.
But
Feb 6th is right around the corner.
I'm telling you what, when you're sitting there, it's incredible. So We got gifted, myself and a friend of mine, Pam Herosa from Columbus. She was Pam Herosa?
Carl Herosa.
Yeah, the Herosa family. Yes.
I've blown him off twice in California. Yeah. Me and Carl grew up, right down the street.
So you know Pam then, his sister.
She was older.
No, I don't think she would have been.
Yeah, she was older. I know for a fact she was older.
I think me and Pam are the same age.
Maybe
not right at the same.
Well, Carl is younger than me.
Yeah. Oh, baby. Yeah.
So he's old.
So anyway,
she's older than Carl.
Well, how many Herosas were there?
A lot of them. Yeah, maybe. So you're right. Holy God, Pam is younger than me.
Yeah. So
okay, I was thinking about he has an older sister.
So her dad. Do you know Carl's dad?
I knew of him. Yes.
Carl's dad came to Salt Lake City also to drive one of the trolleys just on a whim, came over. So me and Pam Herosa got gifted the tickets to go to the closing ceremony. As we're walking up there, two people from the Netherlands offered us $5,000 for our two tickets to get into the closing because it only seats 40,000. It's the whole world there, and we're like going, no chance. We got gifted these. We are not going to be those people. And we went in, and we were in the north end zone, and it was incredible because he had this whole packet. And so you have to be able to like also not going put on the blue overcoat thing or you know, all these different colors you had to put on and different stuff. And Kiss was one of the bands. Kiss played on the
Kiss
field.
Was there.
Kiss
you,
was there.
Can you do something for me? Address Carl if you don't mind, and tell him that I'm terrible about meeting up with people. I was supposed to meet up with him in L.A. I just didn't. And then I was supposed to meet up with him in Vegas. And I just things were going on.
Yeah, I'll try to patch this together, but how about be better? I mean, be a better friend.
He can't fix the past, Bill. He cannot fix the past.
I can't believe the Herosa name has never come up before.
Unbelievable.
Yes.
Well, now
Carl lived. We were boyhood friends. You know, he was a year younger than me, but we're still. We run the same street. We played wiffle ball and stuff. Wow.
Yeah, the Herosa family is famous in Columbus.
Carl was a great athlete.
People are saying skeleton is the luge, but head first. That's crazy. That's nuts.
Think about it, Jake.
I don't want to think about that. It's terrifying.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to YouTube now. YouTube for response here. We have a lot of people chiming in today. Ben in Minnesota, the involuntary luge is his answer.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know what that is.
I think it's just luge.
Luge.
Yeah. Brandon in Des Moines, favorite winter sport is eating. That's not an Olympic event, Brandon, but thank you. Mm-hmm. Genghis, luge for him. Nels in Montana, hockey.
Are those two work things out today?
This is a new one here. German Belgian waffle on the YouTube
channel. Is this a new listener?
I've never seen that on YouTube.
All right. Okay. All right, good.
It says curling.
All right. Thank you, German Belgian waffle.
German Belgian waffle is what it is. Bruce, basketball.
Wait a second.
Is there basketball?
There's no basketball.
That's winter.
I think he missed it. This is where Bruce, we're going to Winter Olympics here.
Winter. That's okay. I mean, that's all right.
Jake's struggling with it.
Nice try,
be
Bruce.
Mature, Jake.
Nice try. I'm being mature. Yeah. Al in Fremont, snowboarding, half pipe or hockey, not basketball. Yeah. Bada Bing says bobsledding. Bruce chimes back saying, I like snowboarding here. Okay. Genghis was taking shots at people earlier. He says,
What is Genghis's deal?
This week's been rough for Genghis.
Yeah, he needs to calm down a little bit.
Fighting with Nels about Stevie Ray Vaughan.
I kind of like it.
Now, today, he's like, imagine working out and having time to text into a radio show. Not serious with the laughing face. But they're just taking a quick break before they get back into
fitness,
Genghis.
First of all, they have fun. And plus, like that, if you're really working out that hard that you can't text into the show, then you shouldn't even be listening. Yeah, just
no,
focus
don't,
on... Yeah.
Don't encourage people not to listen. But I... Yeah, Genghis, come on.
We don't have an answer from Rashawn Nelson, Mackay's father, but he's with us.
Oh, hello, Rashawn.
He says, great day, Breakers. Just doing my daily check-in, GBR, he says.
Make sure he checks in with the Fragers.
Yeah, if you don't mind.
Text Rick, if you please, and get...
if you don't mind.
Yes.
So good morning to Rashawn. There we go. That's the roll call. Sponsored by a friend.
That was a good one.
It was. Sponsored by our friends at Madsen's Bowling and Billiards.
Sarah!
Go see Sarah, the spirit animal of Lincoln, just out the 48th and Holders. I was there for 2 hours yesterday.
What?
Okay, you had no idle chit-chat.
Nothing came up, but I was at EJ's Lounge for 2 hours.
I said this part of the roll call as a plug for Madsen's. Yeah. I was with Sarah and her husband Brady there, and I got a couple others at Madsen's just chatting about some ideas for the year ahead. I had a Hams beer with Sarah at 10:45.
No, 10:45.
It was
you
great.
Had a Hams beer?
How about
at
this? I had no idle chit yet. I was at EJ's Lounge with Sarah.
Drinking Hams.
I was drinking
saving
a Hams.
It for the roll call.
10:45, and I have nothing to talk about.
God, Jake.
Well, it was great. We had some good conversation.
Yeah.
By the way, Sarah's going to be here in studio next Friday at 8:30. They have a really awesome event coming up on Valentine's Day. That you'll want to hear about.
I do want to hear about this because
it brings up better times. It's very much so a better times event at Madsen's Bowling and Billiards.
This makes me.
This does make me happy.
The Madsen's.
A week from today, Sarah will be right here at 8:30.
Jake, the Madsen's. Bill knows this because he's older, but the Madsen's are a staple family of Lincoln. Staples.
Yeah, I believe Madsen's been around for now 61 or 62 years.
So
yeah,
when you were in college, you used to go to Madsen's. That's where you did your reporting. Right?
Johnny Madsen was a guy who helped me on the bowling beat a lot. I mean, we met at Spaghetti Works a couple times when Spaghetti Works was open. And
is that not one of the more crazy things ever? That there's no Spaghetti Works?
There's an Omaha.
I know there is, but not here.
Not here.
It was a big deal.
It was popular.
Spaghetti Works was a big deal.
We could have done some kind of advertising with them, like Jake's Quirks by Spaghetti Works.
We'd have been
got a marketing brain right here.
Is there anyone who wants to bring Spaghetti Works back? That'd be nice.
Revive
Spaghetti Works. The Peds. You guys are getting into pasta. The Peds do pasta. Think about it.
Come on, Sean.
Come on.
John. Is it John? No, Sean and
Tom.
Tom.
He's called John Pede.
John.
There might be a John Pede. Is there not a one? Is it Tom?
Is there a John Pede that wants to? Maybe they got a brother that. Maybe
there's a wayward brother.
Maybe there's one that they don't get along with well. John
yeah,
Pede.
John.
Who's getting the pasta?
He lives in Edina, Minnesota. He could bring back a.
Probably shows up at Christmas, but everybody kind of murmurs underneath their breath about him. Oh, yeah. John's here. Watch what you say.
Mark your calendars for Love on the Lanes at Madsen's Bowling and Billiards on Valentine's Day. If you want more information, go to the Madsen's Facebook page. Sarah puts on she does a great job.
You were there yesterday.
For 2 hours having a hams.
Yeah.
Jake's got a good job.
Did you have a burger or anything?
We may have had a second hams, too.
There was two hams. Jake had a first one at 10:30.
And the second one probably about 11:45. I was going to leave. He's like, you want another hams? I'm like, y'all have another hams.
What a job he has.
What a job Jake has. Just look at him.
I had hams.
He's so mature.
He goes to country club.
Goes to country clubs. 19th week. Whole time you're heading there today, buddy.
I'm not going there today.
I don't think I'm going. You and Pinnacle Bank.
I haven't got an invite to the 19th hole.
Does anybody
want to
invite Jake to the 19th hole tonight? Lincoln Country.
You dropped a buddy on
him. Buddy.
Hey,
buddy. I don't think I'm going there today.
There has to be somebody.
No plans at this point.
That's okay.
But I will have beers, I'm sure, with Bill Sunday at the game. Is the roll call. It is time to move on. 464-5685, call or text as always. Speaking of the game, there is a game Sunday in Lincoln. Nebraska plays Illinois. Last night, Illinois played Washington. I'll get you that final score here.
Yeah,
in a
please.
Second.
Yes.
Illinois beat Washington 75-66 in Champaign.
Watched a little bit of that. Okay. It was a late start.
It was 8 p.m., I believe.
Yeah, because I turn and I go, I'll catch the end of this. And it was just starting, so that didn't interest me much. One time, Washington shot four times and didn't hit the rim.
Yikes.
Oh,
the same possession?
Hit
or
the backboard, though, but didn't hit the rim.
I'm sorry, score again?
75-66. Keaton Wagner had 46 at Purdue. 22 points last night.
Yeah, he's a thing.
And 8 assists. They've won 10 straight games, have the Illini.
Okay. Sounds like Frager is a go to me from what I'm hearing yesterday. But Rink is still
battling the flu?
Still under it.
Wow.
Robin said questionable.
That's shocking.
Yeah.
Well, I hope it's not mononucleosis.
Yeah, I hope it's not something really bad.
No, it's a stomach illness. He's been away from the team since returning to Lincoln. Robin said I'd consider him questionable for Sunday. Frager is much more encouraging.
I would bet that
Rick, chime in, please.
Yes. Rick Frager, please chime in. We haven't seen Rick since Monday, I believe, on the show. Rick, uh-oh. Where you at?
That's not good.
Rick Frager, friend of the show.
Fred will meet with the media following the practice late morning, so they'll get an official update today.
The concern is Rink will play. He will play. Okay. I guarantee you he will play.
You don't have official word.
But I'm going to say he's probably in the maybe 12 to 16 minute range.
Okay.
Legs will be struggling. You've been sick. You know what it is when you come off of that. Yeah. This sounds like a real sickness. It's not one of those. It's not one of those things like the one where it's I'm a little stuffed up.
No.
And so.
No, stomach illness battle.
So for him to get fully back. Well, I tell you one thing though. Youth recover pretty quickly.
That's why I'm saying this is surprising. It's still
Friday.
Lingering right now.
Yeah, it's Friday. So
by what Robin wrote today.
I'm not pushing back on Robin. I'm surprised by the fact that as a college athlete with all the access to everything medical to get things healed quickly, he's still going through it.
Right. I was surprised to read it, frankly.
That's not a shot at Rick Mass. I'm just saying that's amazing. It's still lingering.
Must be a nasty one.
You just hope that nobody else in the team gets sick.
I've heard some anecdotal of other people who've had this stomach illness. It's nasty. Nasty. So
most stomach flus are nasty.
Yeah.
Jake missed 2 days and then went to the 19th hole the next day.
I did. That's probably a mistake.
Did you have stomach? Was it stomach?
I tell you, I wasn't ready for a beer yet. I did drink the beer. Wasn't quite ready for that yet. I rushed that.
Did you?
But I had already canceled twice on them. I could not on Pinnacle Bank. I could not cancel a third time.
Is there anyone out there that would invite Jake today to 19th hole? If you could, please text in.
Rick Frager's here. He says, hello. Yeah. I will be looking for you guys on Sunday.
Nice. Because we want to get more photos with Jake and some parents. Rick, if you could arrange that
I'd like to see the Fragers again.
Yes.
Your friends.
I'd take a picture with them again.
Remember Jake? I think we're friends.
He said he confirmed that we are friends.
Yes.
I got confirmation.
Is that because
we're
you're mature?
I probably not. Probably because I'm not mature is why we're friends.
Pushed back
the juvenile jacket. They liked it. They were looking for the jacket. They found me. He said we found you because the jacket. They saw it.
telling you what, a little bit of a bugaboo is the whole, which this whole thing of having to dress in a certain way for a game.
The whiteout.
Yeah. Well, then I'm going Saturday night, and that's a pink out.
Where's that?
What's that?
That at PBA also?
No, I'm going to watch the Blue Jays play against UConn.
Oh.
Yeah.
And who's invited you?
What's that? Tim Sullivan. Tim Sullivan, who is a Hall of Famer at Nebraska Wesleyan, played for Jerry Schmudty. Incredible player for him.
You're going to
played at Pius. He was kind of the Dominique Wilkins of high school. He was that high flyer. Yeah,
really?
Tim Sullivan, incredible high flyer. Yes,
dunker.
Yes, he was. He was down the lane. One of those guys. Yeah, just windmill.
Wow. Okay, now hold on. You're going to do a lot of sports this weekend.
Yes, a lot of sports.
That is a lot.
Yes. You can report to us. Yes. On the game.
On both environments. The comparison to how much better PBA is than
CHIL. This will be good
better.
Monday sports
be good
talk.
Monday sports talk like that. And then you get to see Hurley.
Yeah.
You get to see Hurley.
You will lock in on Hurley.
I'd really like to see. And remember Hurley heckling the fans? Was it last year when they beat him in a late crazy game, and Hurley heckled the fans?
On the way out.
He did. On the way out.
He sure did.
And the way into the tunnel.
Into the tunnel.
Yeah. He heckled the fans. That did happen. Creighton is coming off a horrific loss to Marquette. Yeah. They lost by almost 30 points to a previously 7-14 team. This is not how you want to bounce back after that against a top three team that is very, very good.
Hey, hold on. There's a couple things. You need to do a good scouting report on UConn.
I'll give a look.
We might see him in the Final Four.
Might be a matchup.
Because that's the kind of teams that Nebraska's maybe have to deal with, yeah.
Yeah, compare Nebraska to UConn.
Just see what you think.
Hope we don't draw him in the first round.
Hey, almost.
That won't happen.
Hey, that would almost be a good rundown topic. Well, Bill saw UConn.
It'll be on the rundown for Monday.
What would UConn, Nebraska look like?
Might be able to hit on that.
Well, before we get to break, we're
That's
late.
A good topic.
If you're hungry for breakfast, brunch, or lunch in downtown Lincoln, where should the Breakers go this morning, Bill?
Early Bird.
The Bird is open right now at 19th and K with free and spacious parking. They have a variety of options like breakfast tacos, breakfast nachos, chicken fried steak, which is smothered, waffles, French toast, pancakes, and the world famous hash holes.
Hash holes.
Hash holes.
Stop by today. 19th and K at Early Bird, open until 2 p.m. every day of the week.
Job, Jake.
When we come back, what is more embarrassing? Shedeur Sanders as an NFL Pro Bowler or Bill Belichick not a first ballot Hall of Famer? Next on Early Break of the Ticket.